AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The president is talking about a double threat: climate change and terror groups like the Islamic State militants. President Obama just left Paris, site of the climate conference. AP correspondent Mark Smith is there and joins us live now.
And Rita, Obama is sounding surprisingly upbeat on both. On the Islamic State group behind the terror strikes here 2 weeks ago, the president's acknowledging they've proven resilient, but says a combination of coalition airstrikes and choking off their support will turn the tide.
I'm confident that we are on the winning side of this.
He also says Vladimir Putin will ultimately come around on ending Syria's civil war by easing Bashar Assad out. And on the climate summit that brought Obama to Paris,
we have accomplished a lot here. And I have high hopes that over the next 2 weeks, we'll accomplish even more.
Meaning a deal with major pledges to curb heat-trapping pollution and a legally binding means of ensuring those pledges are made good. Rita?
Mark Smith live in Paris. A snowstorm is moving across the Midwest. Even Canadian Scott Brimner was surprised by how much snow was falling when he drove to Wisconsin.
Snowing like Canada usually does, but didn't think you guys got this much snow. It's coming down pretty good.
He talked to KSTP-TV. In court this hour, lawyers for Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev, who were trying to convince a judge to grant him a new trial. Tsarnaev was sentenced to death for his role in the bombings, which killed three people and injured hundreds of others. His lawyers are focusing on a legal definition of the phrase crime of violence in asking the judge for a new trial. Also in court this morning, prospective jurors who were being questioned in the Freddie Gray case in Baltimore. Six police officers are charged after Freddie Gray, a black man, died following his arrest. A jury is being chosen to hear the case of the first officer to go to trial. This is AP Radio News. So who do you think the next president will be? Donald Trump is the Republican frontrunner at the moment, something that doesn't seem to be bothering rival Ben Carson.
Poll numbers will go up and down. You know, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint.
He was on CBS this morning. President Obama's got his own idea of who will follow him into the White House.
I'm anticipating a Democrat succeeding me.
This is the president speaking at the Paris Climate Summit.
I'm confident in the wisdom of the American people.
The top polling Democrat at the moment is Hillary Clinton. Have you bought a new car lately? Well, so many of us are buying new vehicles. So many of us bought new vehicles in November that the number is expected to be higher than any November in the past. Low interest rates and good deals are part of the reason, according to analysts. So are low gas prices, good jobs numbers, and attractive new vehicles, according to the analysts. Jeep sales jumped 20%. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.